Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile, sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
We'll tell you how Sarah Paulson saved Pedro Pascal from living an American Horror Story.
Why was Ed Sheeran singing down in a New York subway station?
And why had rapper Sway Lee crying himself to sleep at night?
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! And joining us today is entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles. Hey, girl!
Oh, hey, y'all. It always feels so good to be back. But before we get started today, it's a special day, right, HK?
Yep. First, we would like to wish our girl the best a happy birthday!
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, okay, you can't be like this. Your birthday comes once a year, man. We gotta turn up, man.
Yeah, woo woo.
There it is. And this is the last birthday you're celebrating. It's like a birthday for, you know, like for Uno. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, you've multiplied in the last couple months. We have a little surprise later on, but speaking of birthdays, Summer Walker celebrated her 27th birthday this week with a hilarious social media post reflecting on all her accomplishments. Mm. Now, she took the IG to wish herself a happy birthday with the caption, "She 27 and rich. Ooh. Can't believe all I've accomplished being so young. Three beautiful, healthy kids, rich in love, rich in wealth, rich in knowledge, rich in spirit, and most importantly, rich in happiness."
There we go.
But of course, let's bring them trolls out.
Always.
Just couldn't let Summer be great.
Nope. Now,
somebody commented, 27 with three kids. Sound like you rich in misery to me.
Wow. Oh, Lord.
It's Summer Walker from the great state of Georgia, the home of the clapback. And she came back with, "Right, I would literally be so sad if I ain't had three kids right now. Once I sign some more checks, I'm going to have some more."
Bleep. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and like I zoomed in on them pictures, that body fertile ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them other kids is coming.
Not fertile ground.
Fertile ground.
Why are people always trying to hate on somebody's joy? I just don't understand that.
Because they're not happy. Because they're miserable.
I just got finished eating a microwave dinner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my baby just kicked.
Yeah. Oh, show it. Look at the shirt move.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Wow. The baby got something to say about this.
Yeah.
Say happy birthday, mama. Happy birthday.
No, they don't like what's being said about Summer and her babies. Don't do that.
So, Brad, that being said, though, honey, I mean, is it the same for you, cash more checks and have more kids?
No, thank you. I'm going to be very happy with this one beautiful one I'm going to get.
You just dropping a single?
Yeah. Going diamond. Okay, Sarah Paulson had her pal Pedro Pascal's back when he was a struggling actor. So during this recent interview, the American Horror Story actors recalled a story that Pedro told about the early days of his acting career and how she helped him survive. Sarah said, quote, "He's talked about this publicly, but there were times when I would give him my per diem from a job I was working on so that he could have money to feed himself.
Ooh.
Now, Pedro's net worth is estimated at $10 million, and he became a Hollywood sensation, as we all know, following breakout roles in Game of Thrones and Narcos, my personal favorite. He has two hit shows right now with The Last of Us and The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a friend. That's a real friend.
Yeah.
Give you their per diem. I mean, she wasn't hurting at the point at that point, so I mean, wasn't anything to her. I have a friend to this day. I remember when I had nothing. She used to share her Chick-fil-A meals with me.
Aww.
I was talking kids meals, y'all.
That's so
sweet. That's a six pack.
That's
so I only got three nuggets. But those three nuggets meant something to me.
That's right.
Thank
absolutely.
You. That's you know who
right.
you are.
Yeah.
Did you eat them with a knife and fork?
I did. I had to, you know.
That's a good friend. You have a good friend there, Melissa. I have a good friend, Gary, sitting next to me. If one of us needed a car, like Melissa was talking about her three nuggets, would you loan one of us one of your three cars? Would you?
Well, yeah, I would loan it. I mean, but as long as you have insurance.
Oh, all right.
You have insurance, you can take it all day, honey.
Really? What about this Friday night? What can I bring?
You got insurance, honey. You can take it. Oh. And then I can call Brett for one of hers, so we're going to switch it out. So, good friends,
I'm like in the equation.
Because I know you have a fleet.
Well, y'all, Swae Lee has opened up about some of his early years dating and shared a story about one of the most heartbreaking experiences of his life, y'all.
Now I'm shedding tears.
Hey, why?
She said, I can't be with you no more, boom.
Why?
She left me for this boom.
Ooh.
Get what this did. The truck driver, but he making like 7K a month, 12K a month. You know what I'm saying?
Money. Yeah, you ain't doing that.
We in Mississippi. Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm like, how many K's?
She didn't know he was going to blow up like that, but that's, you know what, though? She weeded herself out for a reason. You're welcome.
Yeah, apparently he does have a type. People that believe in him.
Okay, and who knew truck drivers made like 7K to 12K a month?
Yo, I know truck drivers can make serious money.
I know
would you date a guy who drove a truck?
Why not? Is he cute?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm married. I'm happy. But I mean, like, back in the day, I don't discriminate what your job is.
Yeah, but had she been patient, she'd have got to see what Swae Lee was going to become. Mm-hmm.
Have y'all had exes try to come back?
Absolutely. Every come on time. Now.
Mm-hmm. I usually take them back for a weekend or two. Anyhow.
In Gary's car. In Gary's
in
car.
In my damn car.
In Gary's car. Guys, get your tissues out because Ed Sheeran just made famed New York City subway singer Mike Young's dreams come true. Okay, so Mike was belting out Ed's new hit song, Eyes Closed, and got a big old surprise. Check this out.
Dancing with my eyes closed. Everywhere I look, I still see you.
Time is moving so slow.
I don't know what else that I can do. I keep dancing with my eyes closed.
Oh, this is amazing.
Gosh. Not only did he sing with him, but he gave him tickets to his show in Brooklyn. How cool is this?
Got to take him on tour, really.
Right? The guy's good.
A little backup singer action?
Heck yeah.
That's
all right,
nice.
What is the nicest thing any of y'all have done for a fan?
I tell all my fans to pray.
Gary.
Yeah, wait, you've got a scholarship. Didn't I just hear them say you have a scholarship account?
Yeah, oh, no, I did that too.
Gary gave about $120 to 12 kids.
It's not the gift, it's the song. Oh.
And they had to split it amongst themselves.
Like those three nuggets.
That was his scholarship fund.
Hey, it's a party, honey. And today is my niece, the OG Funk Bandit's birthday. So everybody and everyone, honey, give it up for the brand.
The most fantastic, romantic, single-handed bandit, and damn it, our favorite, Dishette.
Baptized in the funk, baby. Oh, we're about to celebrate with that brat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Yup, and since it's your born day, sis, we decided to celebrate you by coming up with some lyrics, you know, for our own sis, the hip-hop icon, the B-R-A-T. Yo, Melissa, kick it off, yo.
All right. Roses are red, unless they are dead. We love you from your feet to the top of your head.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to my big sis. She get the big reward. She take the big risk. Woo. Every day she live is what the gift is.
Hey.
Forget where you going. She go the distance.
Hey. Okay. Put me to
shame. I should know your lyrical ass.
Okay. Lyrical.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I got to read mine. Yeah. You know. I got to read mine. The pressure. The first solo female rapper with a platinum album. Right here. Okay, here we go.
Take your time.
You're about to be on diaper duty with your baby mama Judy. Platinum plaques, baby snacks in the bag. Crib walking, bottle stocking. Then guess who's talking? Boy, you smelling stinky? Mommy, I made a duty. That's right when you have your kids.
Okay.
They're not all platinum.
They don't have to rhyme no more.
They don't rhyme anymore.
Yeah.
And here's the best for last.
Of course.
Tat, tat, tat. At is Brad. Where you at? Tat, tat, Brad.
One of these people at the table don't love you as much as the others.
Anyhow, for better or worse, you know we love you, Brad. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Happy I love you, too. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Well, up next, honey, sounds like Chris Evans, honey, is a little scary cat. We'll tell you why after the break.
We got to do an album together.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, welcome back. Lots of actors dream of hosting Saturday Night Live, but for Chris Evans, the dreams are more like nightmares. He hasn't ruled out a cameo appearance, but Captain America doesn't want to fully take the reins. Chris said, I've avoided hosting SNL like the plague for years now just because I'm so scared. It's terrifying to me. I have very, very funny friends who once told me I'm not a funny person.
Chris, tell the truth.
But those are usually the people who do the best on SNL sometimes.
Right. I agree.
Like you're not expecting much out of them, so when they deliver, it's like, wow, it was better than I expected.
Also, Chris Evans is the guy who accidentally leaked his own dicks. You know what I'm saying? And so if you can do that, you can survive Saturday Night Live.
You sure can.
Maybe if Lizzo was the musical guest, because you know they have a whole thing.
Yeah.
If they did that and paired the two of them together, that could be really cool. And then maybe they could be in skits together and all that. I like that. I like that idea.
Well, if they flip-flopped it and made Chris Evans the musical guest and Lizzo the host, and then like shoot a digital skit for them to be in.
I'm here for that, too. I'm here for that.
Okay, the dating app Raya is exclusively for celebs. But singer Lily Allen thought she was dealing with someone kind of regular when she met her husband, David Harbour, on the app. Lily said, I thought he was just like a sexy policeman from a reality TV show. He was wearing a policeman's uniform. It was a still from Stranger Things. I'd never seen Stranger Things.
Oh. Well, that's humbling. I love it.
It's like, what?
How she didn't know who
David Harbour was?
Yeah, I mean.
Because, like, Stranger Things kind of made him hotter.
Yeah.
Than, you know, like, sure. I mean, you kind of maybe seen him in some things, but after that, he kind of took off. So it would be easy to be like, oh, that's just some dude on the app.
Yeah, he's one of those dudes who's like, he was around, he was in things. Mm-hmm. If you really were on top of, like, who are your actors, you knew who David Harbour was. But he wasn't anything on the level like he is now before Stranger Things.
Like, if you're on your phone and you're scrolling, you're like, okay, he's low-key cute. You're not going to be like, ooh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that is him. Like, not for him.
But also, they're together. So did she swipe right on that sexy policeman?
Yeah. Apparently.
Together.
Yeah.
I don't think she was like, is that the David Harbour?
And there is something about a man in uniform. So,
okay.
Really? He worked at the prison.
Okay, Jenna Bush Hager may lead a charmed life, but I mean, her dad and her grandpa were both presidents, you know that. Mm-hmm. But things haven't always gone her way. Oh. On the Today Show, she revealed an unfortunate coming of age moment. So Jenna said, I had a boyfriend in seventh grade who broke up with me after we went swimming together. After he saw me in a bathing suit.
Oh. Oh. Why are you laughing at that?
That's when he saw her shape or something.
Oh.
Why is that funny, but, Gary?
He probably, she probably had the shape he thought she should have had in a bathing suit. She probably was in a onesie.
In the seventh grade. Shape do you have in the seventh grade?
It depends on what the hormones and the food doing.
Yo, there are some. Listen, these seventh graders now
look like 17th graders.
Yeah.
Can y'all think of the worst thing somebody said to you when you were a kid that you're still traumatized by?
No, but I can think of something this girl that I knew told me at a bar like less than 3 years ago. Less than 3 years ago.
It was yesterday.
She goes. She said, "You know what your problem is?" I kid you not, guys. On God. She said, "You know what your problem is? You think you're a four, but you're actually a seven." And I was like, "Actually a seven? I feel like I'm like actually an eight or a nine, and I don't think I'm a four."
I hope you didn't go out with her.
What city were you in?
No, this was Los Angeles. It was brutal. Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah, she was confusing.
Yeah.
When I was in the fifth grade, I used to wear my hair pulled back in a ponytail all the time because it was a lot longer. I mean, well, not like this. My middle school bully called me Peanut Head. And since then, every time I pull my hair back, I think it's shaped like a peanut.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I can hear her saying Peanut Head. Just like that.
And anybody who puts peanuts in the comments on this is trash.
Oh, my gosh.
She let us see you in the comments.
Yeah.
Gary, did anyone have...
Peanut gallery.
Did anything like this ever happen to you?
No, nothing happened to me like that because I live by the saying sticks and stones.
All right.
Nah. Figure it out.
Up next, we're talking to the Dandelion, a.k.a. Alicia Witt, about her time with a Masked Singer. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Now, this week on The Masked Singer was Space Night, and the contestants gave it their all, but unfortunately, the dandelion had to go home.
Oh.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, because we get to chat with the artist formerly known as the Dandelion, singer, songwriter, and actress Alicia Witt. What up?
Thank you.
So what was your reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
An emphatic yes. I didn't have to think twice about it. I love connecting to people through voice and singing more than just about anything, but to have the opportunity to connect with them with nothing but the voice, with not being able to see them, not have them be able to see me, and just take it down to the bare bones of what that song is. What a gift to have that that opportunity.
So Alicia, let's talk about your fabulous costume, honey. So now, did any of those feathers blow away easily, just like a real dandelion?
It was a little scratchy, the outfit. They took care of me. They instantly fixed that by the next morning. They were wonderful. They even held my beloved dog, Ernest.
Aww.
The costume designers held him and put him at the base of the stage so he could watch my performance.
Aww. Ernest.
Sweet.
Did you have to tell any crazy lies to cover up for being on the show?
You know, the fact that I was working on this movie in Vancouver made it really easy because I was already AWOL.
Okay.
And I was already working crazy hours. So what I was able to do is just, I avoided having phone conversations with these friends while I was in LA. But because of the commitment to the movie in Vancouver, I was able to kind of sneak out to LA, come back in 48 hours, and then I'd talk to them from Vancouver, and they wouldn't even know I had just made a trip.
In the crime world, they call that the perfect alibi.
Yes. I'm in trash management.
So you have a new single called Witness. So what was your inspiration behind that?
I experienced a very challenging time last year. And when I came out the other end of it, I realized that there had been a melody and a line, which was simply, "Can you be my witness?" Just playing in my head. There's a lot of people who have experienced a challenging time and they've come through it. So this is an anthem for all of those people and their witnesses.
Beautiful.
Man, that's beautiful. It was great hanging out with you, Alicia. Oh, man. You guys, don't forget to watch The Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox. You never know who'll be under the mask. Don't move, you guys, because we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's the last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Y'all. So 78-year-old Barbara Gooch, yes, Gooch, was just arrested for robbing a bank in Missouri, y'all. Mm-hmm. She was wearing sunglasses, an N95 mask, and all gray clothing, but she didn't have a gun. Oh. Reportedly, y'all, she handed the teller a note that said, "This is a robbery. I need 13,000 small bills. Thank you. Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you."
Oh.
Now, when she was apprehended, she smelled like alcohol and had wads of cash in her car. And it ain't her first time at the rodeo, y'all. Miss Gooch has had two prior bank robbery convictions.
Ain't this crazy? My God. Gooch on the loose. Miss Who better out?
Oh, my goodness.
They should have let Miss Gooch go. She probably just needed some change to pay her bills.
She had a wad of cash in her car already.
I love the idea.
So this was like, it seems like an adrenaline thing for her.
And premeditated.
Yeah.
What you doing,
and that
Gucci?
Smelled like alcohol. She used the Gooch boy hooch with the money.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
Blame it on the alcohol.
I'm going to be honest. She sounds like a great time. She sounds like she would
Mama
be
Mama Gooch. Grandma Gooch.
Crazy to hang out with.
She lived to tell the story, at least. So.
Ain't nothing but a gangster granny.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.